is gleaming with broad stripes and bright stars. Through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, was so gallantly streaming. It was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? For the land of the free, for the land.
Hey fam, how are you guys doing? It does. The land of the free. The flag still waves over the land of the free. We're freer now than we ever have been. We're getting freer every minute. I'm glad to see you guys. I'm Melissa, Red Pill the World. I'm late coming on tonight. I'm so glad that you guys could join with me. I want to hear from you guys on the chat. Does it work better? 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock? Which one do you like better? I see some people who are here that don't normally get to join in on their live, so I'm so glad that you were able to. I had some interesting little things in my timeline today, so this worked out better for me, and I'm so glad to have made it on today. But yeah, this was great. I loved how everyone was cheering when our wonderful president came on the screen. I'd do that. I have to do it, and then I have to cry about it. Anyway, this is my website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. This is biblical. This is biblical. We're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, what's going on in the Middle East. We're going to talk about how this is biblical, and if you're new here, it's likely not what you have heard, and you know, the Lord told us that he would not disclose all these things until the end. And this makes sense that this is not exactly what we have thought it was going to be, but we're going to be free. We're going to have peace on earth, and we're going to have the enemies will be gone. The Bible says that we will look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. And that's what's going to happen. We're seeing that so much winning right now. It's so great. Don't forget, hit the like button, everybody. 6 p.m. is good. Okay, good, Marge. Okay, it's 7 here. Okay, so Duncan, too, does that work for you? So I know it probably interrupts. Either time, it's going to interrupt someone's dinner time. But anyway, hit the like button, you guys. And make sure that when you subscribe, that you hit the bell so that you'll be notified when we are going live. And so I'm so glad that we're able to do this. Thank you, Rumble, for making a place where we can speak our minds and not have to parse our words. If you remember, long ago, I had to pull up a sign all the time to go because I was so afraid to say certain words over on YouTube. But we don't have to worry about that on Rumble. Thank you very much. Or on X, we're actually live streaming, amazingly, on Facebook. And I'm going to talk about that and this lady coming into the Trump administration who is going to help us get our freedom of speech back so that we can speak our minds anywhere. That's where we're going. We're headed that way. All right. So if you're ready or not, here we go. I wanted you guys to hear what Tom Homan had to say. I don't know if you guys knew that. They had an ICE operation that was going on in California, and somebody decided they would leak this information so that the bad guys would get out of there and they wouldn't be able to do that sting operation. So check out what Tom Homan has to say. Does he look like he's interested in playing? Not at all. Check this out.
Where are these leaks coming from?
Well, look, we think it's coming from inside. And we know the first leak of Aurora is under current investigation. We think we identified that person under investigation right now. The California leak, Secretary Noem, you know, she's correct. Some of the information we're receiving tends to lead toward the FBI. But I talked to the Deputy Attorney General all this weekend. They've opened up a criminal investigation, and they have promised that not only this person lose their job and lose their pension, they're going to go to jail. They're going to criminally prosecute. So we're all over it. We got the DHS IG investigating the first one.
Yeah, did you hear that? Not only will this person lose their job and lose their pension, they will also go to jail for leaking this information. They thought they were funny. They thought they were working under the Biden administration. No, that day is over. This is a new sheriff in town. President Trump is not playing, and Tom Homan is not playing. And we have, you know, we have the control now. The Patriots are in control now. And you know what you maybe used to get away with, you can't get away with anymore. So I just love it. I love it to pieces. And yeah, this person will be. A message. It'll send a strong message to anyone who thinks that they need to break any of these rules and leak all this information and help the bad guys get away. You can do that. You can do that, but you're going to pay. There's going to be a very serious price to pay. I think this will send a strong message that nobody will want to do this ever. So check it out. I'm going to play the rest of what Tom Homan. Thank you, Mr. Tom Homan. What a great job.
I have a pretty good idea what happened. Can't share a lot because it's under investigation, but the IG's opened up a criminal investigation on the second one. We're sending a strong message. It's just not, you know, giving the bad guys a heads up so they can escape apprehension, right? Arresting, you know, giving, you know.
Yep. Thank you so much. I love having Patriots. Oh, my goodness. What a joy. What a joy to have. Somebody find that verse for me. It talks about that when the righteous rule, the people are filled with joy. And find that verse for me and put a little alarm so I can see it. And just by the way, I put my, I want you guys to see what I did. I taped this plug on my microphone so hard an atomic blast can't remove it, because that's what happened last time. If you remember on my most recent video, I was over here talking and carrying on, and the microphone had come unhooked. So anyway, hopefully that will never happen again. All right, so this is one of the things that Elon has not even yet begun to disclose is all these entitlements. Listen to this. This is for the GAO, which is let me see what the name of this is. Let me see what is it called? It's accounting office, federal government accountability office. Okay. So they're the ones who are supposed to be the watchdog to make sure that things are done properly and held accountable and make sure that the money is going into the right place. But get a load of this. These agencies estimated $247 billion in improper payments for like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, $247. You know what that tells me? Did you hear that? No, you're right, Songbird. It will never unhook again. That thing's there forever. 247 means they are stealing from us 24/7. That was it, because they're just reporting this. They were just reporting this. They didn't do anything about it. So that they already admitted that they were stealing from us $247 billion. And we already knew about it. But the difference now is we're not just going to report things and nothing ever happens. We're actually going to get to the bottom of it. And the people who've done the crimes are going to be in big trouble. They'll be prosecuted. Now, the problem is no one can pay back $247 billion. But what they can do is pay it off with their lives. And this is, I'm telling you, this is the, what did I name this? Wrecking ball. This is the Trump wrecking ball. They are getting demolished. Everything that they've done, all their games they've been running on us, and they can't stop it. All the screaming and belly aching that they do, it will not stop it. In 2022, they reported they had taken 200 misapplied payments, improper payments for $247 billion. They admitted it. They admitted it. And across 82 programs, including $81 billion in Medicaid, $47 billion in Medicare. Yeah, $247. They were stealing from us 24/7. You got to work hard to steal that much money. That's a lot of effort. It's a lot of work. And all these people who have taken these payments improperly, they're in big trouble. And now everybody's like, oh, he's coming for our Social Security number, because Elon does not want your Social Security number because he doesn't need your line of credit. That's so dumb. But he is coming for people who've done something illegal, and they will be held to an account. That's what they're afraid of. And so they want to get everybody's hair on fire to go, oh, stop Elon. Well, we're not stopping. We don't care what you do. And I just appreciate Elon and President Trump and all these patriots who are willing to, you know, be called bad names and all that. They don't care. We don't care. You call us whatever you want to call us. We're not stopping. At this point, Elon said, I'm 100% certain that the magnitude of the fraud in federal entities, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, and disability, et cetera, exceeds the combined sum of every private scam you've ever heard of by far. It's not even close. It's just been this gigantic piggy bank that they've all dipped into. So get ready. Get ready. That's, I don't know if that's next, but it's coming. It's coming. And okay, this is what my hope is. That's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping. I'm not saying this is going to happen. But here, April 15th is coming up pretty soon. I just can't imagine. I could be wrong. Okay, y'all understand. I'm just a lady with a laptop, and I'm piecing this together. He's talked about tariffs. He's talked about no tax on tips. He's talked about no tax on Social Security. He's talked about all this. I just would love it if he came out and said, you know what? You guys have been scammed enough. Your taxes have been used and misused, and you've been abused so much. No taxes this year. That's what I would love. Who would love that? I would love that. So we'll see. We'll see. But I can't imagine him asking us to put more money after they have it's been exposed of all that they have done. And we know, you guys know, because you've been here, at the SDN list, which is from the OFAC, they've been seizing assets since 2018, 2017, a long time. We don't know the total dollar value of it right now. It's 2,300 pages. You know, we have all that money that's already been seized. So our financial place is sound. Really, it is. Trump is a genius. It's right now, a lot of these things are being disclosed to the public. I would just love that. Who would love that? Yeah, Texas Ginger says that works for her. So we'll see what happens. Okay, this is Russ Vogt, V-O-U-G-H-T, Vogt. He just ended their 711. This is a totally different one. Okay, I was just talking about entitlements. This is a totally different one. This is another slush fund with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. They're the ones. Okay, the other one was GAO for accountability in government. This one is supposed to protect the consumer's financial business. Protecting the consumer's finances. And guess how much they had in their coffers? $711 billion. Now, with Russ Vogt now being approved as the head of the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, he is tasked with making sure that these agencies have what they need, but not more. They have no business having $711 billion. They don't need $711 billion. And that's exactly what he says. I have learned that the Bureau has a balance of $711,586,678. That's crazy. Is that right? Is it billion or million? Whatever. Okay, 711 million. Okay, I wrote that wrong. Sorry. Whatever it is. Not billion. Whatever it is, it's crazy money. $711 million in the Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection Fund. They don't need all that money sitting there in those accounts to protect us, to protect the consumer. They don't need all that. So he says, by law, I must take account of this sum when determining the amount reasonably necessary for the Bureau to fulfill its statutory authorities. I've determined that no additional funds are necessary. They don't need any more money. They don't need, and they actually need to give some of this back. And they very well can. They very well can. And they very well will. I don't know exactly how they're going to do that, but trust President Trump, they're going to. So thank you, Russ Vogt. I just love it. Who found that verse about when the righteous rule, the people are filled with joy? Okay, I'm gonna search it up right now because we have to memorize that verse. When the righteous rule. Okay, Bible verse. Let's see if I can find that verse. Okay, Proverbs 29:2. Very good. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Isn't that the truth? But We've mourned. We've had plenty of time to mourn, but now we are filled with joy and we rejoice to have Tom Homan and Christy Nome and Russ Vogt. Okay, so we're waiting on three more to get into position. They have been, they've come out of committee, and so now it's a matter of them going before the Senate for the vote. We need Kash Patel, we need RFK Jr., and we need Tulsi Gabbard. Okay, and so they are not, they're out of committee, but they have not yet been, they're dragging their feet on getting them voted for in the Senate. And so that's why we are calling the our congressmen and our senators to say, get the vote going, get it going now. All right, so yay, I love having the righteous rule. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. All right, did you hear about this one? This is the CFO of FEMA, named Mary Comans. Okay, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But this person looks kind of like a man to me. Just a little bit, kind of like a man. What do y'all think? Am I wrong? I don't know. Either way, Comans. I just find that name very interesting, that this person's name is Comans. Comans. Cummins, whatever. This is the CFO, Mary Comans. We'd use this beautiful name of Mary. I just feel like something's fishy with this person. Fishy or not, whatever it is, he, she, whatever, was just fired for funneling $58 million to illegal migrant hotels in Manhattan. There you go. She was fired, and I hope that she's going to be held to an account and prosecuted. $58 million. It's going to take a long time in jail to pay that off, honey girl. Honey boy, whatever your name, whatever you are, this is a big, you know, and everyone is hearing about this, then they're on notice that you do these types of things, you're going to lose your job, which means lose your pension. You're fired. There's President Trump, you're fired. Oh, I love it. Be still my heart. So this is what exactly what Eric said. He says, he's glad to find out about all these things, but somebody needs to lose their job. That's what he says.
I'm a business guy. I understand this world very, very well. I want them to follow that money, right? Because it's more than, again, the shrimp dancing on the treadmill. It's more than the $50 million for the condoms to Gaza. I want them to follow those purchase orders and actually see if any of those products actually got delivered, right? People need to go to jail for some of this reckless spending. It's insane when you...
So we have people, what's so cool in this whole movement is, you know, we've got you and we've got me, we've got all the influencers out there who are all on social media, and by their accounts, we're running the tables on them on social media. And so no one's listening to the cabal media anymore. And then you've got President Trump, you've got J.D. Vance, you've got Elon, you've got Bannon, you've got all of his President Trump's people in these positions. You've got, you know, Christy Noem and Holman and all these ones who are out there telling the truth and helping people to piece this together. So President Trump is not the only one who's out here being the trumpet of truth. But he's also got his wonderful son, Eric Trump, to shout out the truth. So that is our job as the 144,000. It clearly says in Revelation chapter 14 that we would be the ones who are alongside. You know, this is the Lord saving humanity, and we are riding alongside him, alongside the angels, to blast out the truth. This is what we're doing, and so this is what every day we do. Don't forget about the book End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. This is the study guide, or you can just get the book End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. It's the end times for them. I talk about all these things from Revelation in this book to help people understand. This is the great news. This is the great news of the end times for this criminal network. If you go on to freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, you can get the audiobook right here. And you can get of all three. We have the audiobook for all three. Also, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. That one, if you haven't read that book, that is just such good news. These minor, and I'm going to go into Zechariah here in a little bit because I just think you're just going to love it, learning more about Zechariah. And also how this is biblical. Every Bible story you've ever heard, we're playing out with humanity. it's all playing out with humanity. My sister was just telling me reminding me of the Bible story where the pillar of cloud in the day and the pillar of fire at night guided the people so they knew where to go. This is exactly, the Holy Spirit is guiding us what to do, what, you know, which way to go, you know, don't take the jab, you know, this is the truth, this is a lie. You know, the Lord is guiding us through this very interesting maze. I have a video that I did a good long time ago about the children of Israel and how they crossed the Red Sea. You can go on for on freedomforce.live and watch that video. But to get to the Red Sea, there it was a lot of twists and turns. It wasn't just a straight shot, and they had to go in this very specific way that the Lord led them, just like what we're experiencing now. All these Bible stories are happening before our eyes. We're just all experiencing that. Okay, so I want you to see this lady. Have you guys heard of Gail Slater? Remember that name, Gail Slater. She is an antitrust attorney, tech insider. Okay, so let me just tell you what that means. It is against the rules in our country. And they busted up these companies years ago, and they made all these antitrust laws. You cannot have one company that is basically ruling the world, like Google. Google and YouTube are one and the same. And so basically they control all the searches. And if you say anything that they don't want you to say on YouTube, you're out. And so they've all been interwoven and connected and been told what to do from the CIA, FBI, basically from the cabal. And so that is illegal. That is illegal. You cannot have these companies that are these behemoths like this, and that they just get bigger and bigger and to where they control free speech. And that's exactly what has happened. So this lady has worked in tech. She's been an insider. She knows how it all works. And she's also an antitrust attorney who knows exactly, kind of like RFK knows exactly how to destroy Big Pharma. And because he's been litigating against them for so long, he knows exactly what to go in and do to dismantle and to fix the medical community, the medicine community, you know, put it in and make sure that get out the pesticides, all these things. He knows how to do that. She knows how to dismantle this criminal cabal, big tech. This is what she specializes in. And so we need her in here yesterday. We need her in her quick as we can. She's a human wrecking ball who will break up big tech. Let me read this. For Slater is not just an expert in competition and antitrust law, thoroughly qualified to lead the division. No, nor is she just an accomplished lawyer with experience in private practice or in two branches of government. No, what makes Slater's resume stand out and what gut punches the big tech execs is that she worked for years behind the Silicon Curtain with big tech. Amazing. She has held senior positions at major technology and telecom firms and even the industry's Internet Industries Trade Association. The Internet, the major technology and telecom firms. I don't even know. This lady doesn't look old enough to be able to have done all these things. Slater emerged from these experiences behind enemy lines, as it were, as the most knowledgeable, principled, conservative antitrust hawk in Washington. She will stop big tech from controlling the narrative and silencing the people. Praise the Lord. I'm ready. Yes, Slayer. That's right. I love that. That's a great way to think of her name. Remember her name. She's going to be a slayer of the big tech. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm so ready for Google to have their comeuppance. Who feels the same way? Okay. And it did turn out, though, that yesterday I announced, because my wonderful friend who helps me to handle the YouTube, the new YouTube channel, because you know I was kicked off of my other YouTube channel. Many of you maybe were with us back in the day when we had the YouTube channel and we all found each other by a miraculous way. That's why I always keep talking about freedomforce.live. So if ever anything happens, you know to go back to our home base, which is freedomforce.live. Anyway, that channel is actually okay. It's actually okay. She was mistaken. It wasn't taken down, so we were okay. The YouTube is Melissa Red Pill 2. Okay, Melissa Red Pill 2. Okay, so we're still there. We haven't reached that many people, but so far so good. All right. So now, This is the one about the link. I'm going to put this in the chat so you guys can read more about Gail Slater. What a champion for free speech. We have got to get free speech or our country is curtains. We can fix everything in the world. But if we can't speak our minds, if they are controlling what we say, it's curtains anyway. Okay. There's so many things that are, you know, are mandatory. We have to have free speech. That affects not only the government, it affects, you know, the foods that we eat, the medicine we eat. We have to be able to blow the whistle about what they're doing, the crimes against humanity and the children and all this. So yeah, just keep exposing, keep praying, and we're gonna get it done. Okay, this is our wonderful Mr. John Kennedy of Louisiana, our senator from Louisiana, and he is discussing with Sam Altman a few things, and Elon posted this and he called him Scam Altman. And it looks to me, you guys tell me in the chat what you think, it looks to me like it looks to me like Kennedy knows that he's lying, that he's trying to scam. Check it out.
You make a lot of money, do you?
I'm paid enough for health insurance. I have no equity in OpenAI.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. You need a lawyer.
I need a what?
You need a lawyer or an agent?
I'm doing this because I love it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Senator Kent.
Anybody believe that? Nobody believes that. And now it's come out that he's, you know, trying to get in with you know, working with President Trump, whatever. Trust me, President Trump is scamming them. He's scamming the scammer. And did you see this yesterday? I didn't bring a post about this, but that Elon posted that he's looking at buying OpenAI for $97 billion. I'm sure it's billion. Was it billion? I'm sure it was billion. It's some crazy amount of money. It's about a billion. $97 million he could take out of his back pocket. It was billion. Okay, let's just be honest. Between the billions and the millions, it's really hard to even, you know, it's just numbers that are beyond what most of us can grapple with, really. But yeah, so I love that. So Elon is exposing that guy. Yeah, there's our wrecking ball president. Awesome. I love him. Okay, now, President Trump just met with the Jordanian president today. And this is a long video. I would love to show you every little bit of it and decode what everything that President Trump was saying. But I'm just going to play a few little clips. Here is where the President Abdullah of Jordan, again, met with him, with President Trump, and he is saying they want to go in and save 2,000 children. Now, President Trump says, oh, I didn't know about that. Sure he didn't. Sure he didn't. President Trump knows everything. He knows everything. He knows all these things that are going on. You and I know about it. He knows about it very, very, very well. And so, but I think what he means is that he didn't know that Jordan was going to make an offer to rescue these children and make sure that the children had what they need, because it's so sad, so awful that these children's parents have been killed. And so they're orphans. And there's thousands of them, thousands of them. Check it out. It's what has happened to the people in Gaza is beyond words awful. As President Trump says, they've been living in hell. The place is just a demolition zone. So dangerous, and people living under these, you know, concrete slabs that have fallen in. And the thing is, they have been under such duress for so long, they don't even realize that's become normal for them. This is not normal. This is not normal. You need to be in a safe place, right? And no one's been willing to take them before. The reality was, okay, I'm going to tell this before I tell it. Okay, the reason no one would take them before is not because they're so evil. The reason no one would take them is because if someone takes the Palestinians and lets Netanyahu have his way to gobble up all this land, if that happens, then they'll say, okay, you know what? We're coming for Jordan next, or we're coming for Lebanon next, or we're coming for Syria next, and we'll attack and we'll push you out of there, and someone will take your people out of that land, and we'll just keep gobbling up land and more and more and more until we control the entire Middle East. And they're like, we cannot have it where they just gobble up all of the Middle East like they have in Israel. And that's why they said, no, we can't take the people, because it'll just, when will it ever stop? But now you see from the King Abdullah of Jordan, they realize that President Trump is going to solve this problem and not allow Netanyahu to take this land. The people, so many people on social media that I see, and really smart people, they don't get it. They don't understand what President Trump is doing. After all that President Trump has done, they still don't get it. And they don't trust President Trump. Not only is he a genius, but he also is, he loves our country. He loves the world. He talks about in this video, he loves the people in the Middle East. He's close with all the people in the Middle East. He's not doing it for the Zionists, to help Netanyahu take the land. The people who think that have not thought through what President Trump is doing. And they just, it hurts my heart that they don't trust President Trump after everything he has done. They've tried to kill him, for crying out loud. They've tried to kill him and he still stood and said, fight, fight, fight. What don't they get? I don't know. I guess just the brainwashing on this thing. I don't know. All I know is I trust President Trump for sure. So anyway, back to this. President Trump is listening to the King of Jordan talk about saving the children. And look at his response.
State to Jordan as quickly as possible, and then wait for, I think, the Egyptians to present their plan on how we can work with the president to work on the Gaza challenges.
So you're
ready? I want to tell you. Excuse me, wait, please. I didn't know that what you just said. 2,000 children with cancer or other problems, and that's really a beautiful gesture. That's really good, and we appreciate it. And we'll be working on the rest with Egypt. I think you're going to see some great progress. I think with Jordan, you're going to see some great progress. Three of us, and we'll have some others helping, and we're going to have some others at a very high level helping, and the whole thing will come. It's not a complex thing to do. And with the United States being in control of that piece of land, a fairly large piece of land, you're going to have stability in the Middle East for the first time. And the Palestinians, or the people that live now in Gaza, will be living beautifully in another location. They're going to be living safely. They're not going to be killed, murdered, and having to leave every 10 years, because I've been watching this for so many years. It's nothing but trouble. Everyone's being killed. They're being robbed. It's like living in hell. And they're going to end up having a great home, great families that don't have to get mugged and killed and beaten up and harassed by Hamas and everybody else. And I know we'll be able to work something. And what you just said about the 2,000 is fantastic. It's so beautiful. It's music to my ears. But we're going to be able to work something. And I know we'll be able to work something also with I believe, not 100%, but 99%, we're going to work out something with Egypt.
But Mr. President, during your election campaign, how is the U.S. going to own Gaza? Your White House has made clear taxpayer dollars won't be used for this. So what money are you going to use to buy Gaza?
We're not going to buy anything. We're going to have it, and we're going to keep it, and we're going to make sure that there's going to be peace, and there's not going to be any problem, and nobody's going to question it. And we're going to run it very properly, and eventually we'll have economic development at a very large scale, maybe the largest scale on that site. And we'll have lots of good things built there, including hotels and office buildings.
Okay, so he didn't really answer the question about how is the money going to be, how are you going to pay for this land? And so, okay, we have sent, he didn't say this, I'm just saying this, we've spent billions, sent billions for years and years and years and years to solve this crisis in the Middle East. And it's gone on and on. As he was just saying, it's never even come close to a resolution, as if nobody could solve this riddle. And he said, we don't need to pay for it. We're going to do it this way, and we're not paying for it. We've already paid and paid and paid and paid and paid. He didn't say this. I'm saying it. Okay, so this is the one of the main things that that he was talking about, and the people who leave, they're going to go somewhere you know, maybe Jordan, a certain group going to Jordan, certain group going to Egypt, but it'll be beautiful homes, the infrastructure, because if you've seen the pictures of this place, it is a disaster area. Even if you went and you took out all the rubble, which would be take years to do to get all that cleared up, you've got to start over on the infrastructure. And then so much of this is booby-trapped. It's so many bombs here and there. Then you've got these tunnels. I mean, the whole thing, they can't stay there for right now. You know, and it whether they come back or whether they don't come back, either way, they're going to have a place where they can be safe and happy. And when you listen to this, I shared this video on the social media today. If you aren't familiar with the social media, I'm sure most of you guys are, but just in case, you go right here to freedomforce.live and you go to the social media. I shared this whole video. And as you're listening to this whole thing, I want you to think about what is he's saying this in a way that makes everyone realize the Palestinians are not the bad guys. When he's talking about they have been living in hell, they've been in this horrible situation, and they have nothing, that tells you basically everything you need to know. And that clearly Hamas does not represent them any more than Biden represented the American people. They were being used to foment all this war. Give me the thumbs up if you guys remember seeing the, I'm going to go ahead and pull it up. The front cover, I don't even know if I have it handy. The front cover of the Economist magazine. Let me see if I can find it. Economist magazine with, it's like 2012 with Netanyahu on the paragliders. Let me see if I can pull this up. This is a picture. There it is, right there. I did. This is it. If you look right here, it's called A Rough Guide to Hell. This is from, I want to say, you know, it's 2013, December 2012 to January 2013. Look at this horrendous picture right here. You see paragliders, of all things, you see paragliders that are flying over this hellscape right here. And you see one of them right here has a helmet on, and it's clearly Netanyahu. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger so you can see. Can you guys see this? Look at this. That is clearly Netanyahu flying a paraglider, shooting at another paraglider that says Hamas. What does that tell you? It tells you that this whole thing was a false flag. It was a true event that was used to start this war to take more land. And that's what freaked out, what shocked him when he found out that President Trump was going to come along and take the land. He's like, well, we've been working all this time to take the land. Hang on, let me see if I can do something real quick. Hang on, super quick. This is crazy. Let me see if I can push go. Anyway, so when you look at this, it clearly is showing you that this was planned way back from 2012. No doubt about it. This was pre-planned, and all because they've been taking the land for years and years and years, and this was their plan to go ahead and do a final push to take all the land of Gaza and to destroy it. This is what was going on. There's no other explanation for this. There's no other explanation for an Economist magazine to have paragliders shooting at each other. Who ever heard of such? Who's ever heard of paragliders shooting anyone? This was clearly planned, okay? And so now we know it, and we now have the ability to share this type of thing. So share this with people so they understand this is how they've been running game on the people who live there. The Balfour Declaration, I've done videos on this. Go back and see my videos on freedomforce.live about how they have, the Balfour Declaration clearly said that they could settle, but they could not take away any of the rights of the people. Well, they didn't care. They did not care one little bit about that. And the people have slowly, methodically, bit by bit, have their land taken away from them. And it looks like, on the surface, that President Trump is getting rid of all these people so that they no longer have the land. But listen to the main thing is, they're not going to control this land of Gaza that has been decimated. President Trump will. And before it's all over, the ones who have stolen this land will be brought to justice. That's what's going to happen. Okay? It's a very complex situation. But the people of the Middle East, I have dear friends who are from the Middle East, Iran, different places, they know what's going on. It's only the American people who don't understand what's going on. That's what's going on. And she, when this first came out and I was talking to her about it, she's like, "You're the only American that I know that understands this." I'm like, "There are a few, but to be honest, there aren't that many who really understand this because most people are just brainwashed. This is brainwashing on a whole different level." All right. This is what he was saying. "I'm not going to have to buy it. I won't have to buy it." So listen to this one more quick time and listen carefully. We don't have to buy this land. This is going to be used for the benefit of the people in the Middle East. They will be able to have jobs, and it's going to be an investment for the people there. We're not going to make money off this thing. It's going to be used as an investment for the world and to end this continual war. Check it out.
"We're going to have to buy. We're going to have Gaza. We don't have to buy. There's nothing to buy. We will have Gaza.
What is that?
No reason to buy. There is nothing to buy. It's Gaza. It's a war-torn area. We're going to take it. We're going to hold it. We're going to cherish it. We're going to get it going eventually where a lot of jobs are going to be created for the people in the Middle East. It's going to be for the people in the Middle East. But I think it could be a diamond. It could be an absolute tremendous asset for the Middle East. And you're going to have peace. It's going to bring peace in the Middle East. Gaza, the way it is right now, every 10 years, you're going to have the same thing happening. I've watched it so long. All the death and destruction of Gaza. The civilization's been wiped out in Gaza. No, it's going to be a tremendous thing. It's fronting on the sea. It's going to be a great economic development job. It's going to put people to work, a lot of people to work. And those people are all going to be from the Middle East."
And I'll tell you this. The people who've been abused, the Palestinians who've been abused, will have everything in the world that they need. I liken it to similar to what happened with the people who were flooded in North Carolina. And then they said, "Oh, they've got this beautiful place to stay until they get back on their feet and get their house put back together." You know, it's that type of thing. They're going to have everything in the world that they need. Yeah. And H. Clay was saying that most people just support Israel because that's what they were told to do, but they don't know the word well enough to remember what the Lord Jesus told us, that there are some who say they are Jews, but they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan. You know, and this is not necessarily that terribly popular of an opinion because people are so brainwashed, they don't understand. But you know, the one who's doing all the killing is not the good guy. Okay. All right. So it is complex, though. But here is where President Trump is talking about Hamas. And another very important thing to do is to separate out Hamas from the Palestinian people. Very, very important to do. Okay. And you listen to him and you'll hear with him. He separates them out. Hamas does not represent the people. Just like I was saying, the Hamas is working along with the Zionists to take the land. Clearly, clearly. And President Trump knows that. Is he coming out to say that? No, that's what you and I are for. We're here who can, you know, hopefully help people to piece this together and realize what's going on. He's a genius to be able to unravel this Gordian knot. Okay, so I want you to hear what he has to say about them and that they better release these hostages. Now, these hostages, again, he's talking about these people who are Palestinians who are, let me play the clip and we'll talk about it.
"Hamas has been a disaster. And by the way, I have to tell you that I watched the hostages come back today, and they look like Holocaust survivors. They were in horrible condition. They were emaciated. It looked like many years ago, the Holocaust survivors. And I don't know how much longer we can take that when I watch that. I know we have a deal where we're supposed to get, they dribble in and keep dribbling in, but they are."
Okay, so before I go on, he's saying these are Nazis. When he's reminding everyone this is like the Holocaust survivors, he's saying that these are Nazis. These are Nazis who have taken these people, who've you know, whether it's on the, whichever side it is, it's just one side, okay? It's the Uniparty. It's the Uni-evil, whatever you want to call it. It's the same group, but just, you know, called by two different names. And whoever it is that have taken these hostages are the evil the evildoers like Nazis. Okay, that's what he's saying. And that this has got to stop. By the way, President Trump just brought home someone who had been held in Russia. So he will not stop until every person is set free. This is what Jubilee is about, is setting the captives free, setting us financially free, setting our country free, all these things free. He won't stop until everybody's free.
They are in really bad shape. They have been treated brutally, horribly. Even the ones that came out earlier, they were in a little bit better shape, but mentally they were treated so badly. Who could take that? You know, at some point, we're going to lose our patience. When I see that scene that I saw today with people coming out of helicopters and airplanes that are emaciated, that look like they haven't had a meal in a month, no reason for that, and I don't know how much longer we can take it.
Do you mean you want to recast?
I don't know how long we can take it. When I watch people that were healthy people a reasonably short number of years ago, and you look at them today, they look like they've aged 25 years. They literally look like the old pictures of Holocaust survivors. The same thing. I mean, the same thing. And I don't know how long we're going to take that.
Yes. I just adore him. I love him to absolute pieces. I'm so thankful for President Trump. We are so blessed. Do you understand what you're seeing? This is the end of these creeps. It's the end of them being able to run game. And Netanyahu and the cabal, they do not know what to do because it's game over. It's really, and I'm going to talk to you in a little bit about game over from the Super Bowl, because I want you to see some of the things that were exposed at the halftime show, which was really huge. So this is, you know, he is dismantling this criminal cabal, and most people don't even know it. They don't even realize it. This was the way that to stop this horrible evil going on and prevent Netanyahu from going in and taking the land. And eventually he would have just killed all the people who were left in there, one way or the other. So, all right. So here's a little bit of a clip. I'm going to show you some of the things that you might have missed from the Super Bowl, because I know you probably don't listen to these rap songs. Most of you don't. Maybe some of you do. But here's some of the words that were on those rap songs. Face the revolution. This is a revolution that's going on. Face it. Okay? So that's one of the things. I'm going to play a little clip of it here in just a second. God's watching. Sometimes you got to pop out and show. So in other words, God is watching. You think you've been able to get away with these things? It's game over. God's watching. How about that? Here's another one. Inside my DNA, there's a war for your DNA. What did 17 tell us? There's a war for your DNA. Protect your DNA. This is why we wouldn't let them do a jab. We're not letting them put any of this stuff in us. And we're protecting our DNA. Remember I told you about don't forget, on freedomforce.live/health, all the ways you can detox. But this one does at the neural, at the nano level. Inside the cellular level, this one, Pure Body Extra, does the cellular level. There's another one that does the gut, but this one does the cellular level because we need both. But yeah, a lot of ways that we are. The silver is helping us to detox. All these things are getting all this stuff out of us, but they're trying to attack our DNA, and so they're basically red pilling everyone who could listen to these songs. And he's talking about pasta. I'm not going to go into that, but that's pedo language. So he's talking about the pasta on there. I mean, this was all like songs specifically chosen to red pill the world. Okay, so I want you to hear this one, and I'm going to try to play it a little. Maybe I'll stop here in a little bit, a little along the way, so you can see what this guy is singing.
Bully the fro, say Drake, I hear you like 'em young.
See Drake, say Drake, I hear you like 'em young. He's exposing for the whole world. Now, these people who were at the thing, they heard, you know, they sang along with him. So they know these songs. I don't know these songs. Maybe you don't know these songs, but a lot of the people who were there know the songs. And they know, a lot of people know, that these rap artists are involved in hurting children. And this was right out here in front of everybody on the Super Bowl.
You better never go to cell block one. To any that talk to them and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from them.
Make sure you hide your little sister from these people. Right? People know. They're not putting up with this. The world is not going to put up with this. They're not going to put up with this. This will bring everyone together. We're not going to put up with this. You know that even the most hardened criminals, they won't put up with that in a jail. Praise the Lord. Because why? Because the Lord has worked this out of humanity. If you remember when Elijah was doing his showdown, I talk about this in the book of the Bible stories. If you're not familiar with this Bible story, it's in here, the 17 Bible stories. If you remember when they're doing this, the showdown, they had been involved in doing these terrible things, these satanic sacrifices, and they thought it had become normalized. That's what they've been trying to do to humanity. They've been trying to normalize all this. And we're not doing it. The Lord has worked in humanity so that we're not going to ever normalize this. They as much as they pushed it out and pushed it out and pushed it out, we're not. No one is going to put up with this. Anyway, so he's exposing it, and everybody sings this song. In other words, this rap song is talking about this guy is a creep of the first order. Keep your children, your family members away from these evildoers.
They tell me Chuck, the only one to get your hand-me-downs. Party at the party, playing with his nose down. Baka got a weird case.
Basically talking about the Diddy parties and all the things that they do at these Diddy parties. I'm not going to go into it, but you can read the words for yourself.
Why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified. Ah! Rock, 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 rock. I'm on him tough. Rock, 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 rock. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.
Okay, you didn't hear that at the very end. He sang the words, probably A minor. Some people like, oh, he's just doing like a minor chord. No, he's talking about a minor child. Right? The whole crowd sings this word. I wonder how many of them understand he's talking about a minor, a child. Okay? Very interesting little play on words there, because it sounds like he's doing a minor chord. A minor. But he's talking about a minor child. So, this was a big moment for our culture, for our world, and it's really important that we share this. Yeah, Drake is a rapper. Thanks, King Watts. I didn't make that clear. But yeah, it's really important that we help people to understand what we're fighting against. It's bigger than the billions they've bilked and stolen from us. It's much bigger than that. It's about fighting for the children, that this cannot continue, because this is what they've been doing. This is what the whole, the issue with the children coming across the border and hundreds of thousands of them being trafficked is, we're not. This is why you are in this fight. I'm in this fight because we will not live in a culture. We will not live in a society. We will not live in a world where this is okay, where this is allowed, and that the government says this is okay. This is not happening. Not going to happen. And it doesn't matter how long we have to fight. Doesn't matter what we have to do. It doesn't matter what happens to us. We will not live in a world where that is happening. End of story. Right? That's what we're doing. All right. So yeah, it's probably A minor, but anyway, you don't see hear the word, but you can believe me. That's what he said. Did you hear all the boos for Taylor Swift? She has done more to wreck homes. Talk about a wrecking ball. She has literally been a wrecking ball against children and the patriarchy and the family structure and against traditional marriage and all that. She and Lady Gaga have done too much to fight against humanity, against the family. Check this out, though. The people are over it. I don't know if it was get my picture. Game over. There's the game over. It's game over for Diddy. It's game over for Drake. It's game over for Taylor Swift. And she was shocked. I don't think she was prepared for the response of the people. Check this out. Thank you. the people are not having it. They're clapping and cheering for President Trump, but they're booing for her. Praise the Lord. It's game over. It's game over. So I'm so thankful. So thankful. Yes, came over for the pedos. Praise the Lord. Awesome. All right, so I'm ready to read a little bit of Zechariah. This is Zechariah chapter 2. Look at this. On that day, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, I will erase idol worship throughout the land so that even the names of the idols will be forgotten. I'll remove from the land both false prophets and the spirit of impurity that came along with them. So that I want you to hear that. I want you to remember this verse. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 2. Okay, I want you guys to remember this and really just imprint that on your heart. This is the promise from the Lord that this day would come. I'm going to put this right here. Zechariah, it didn't fill the whole thing. Let me see if I can get this. It can only fit a few words in here. Anyway, basically you get enough of that to understand. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 2. On that day, no more idol worship. And back in the day, we didn't understand what idol worship was. We thought, oh, it's about having a little statue that you bow down to. No. The church, unfortunately, misled the people. The seminaries misled the pastors, and the pastors misled the people. We had no idea they were talking about these people who do all this evil to children. I didn't understand what it was. You know, the thing is, we're sheep. You know, now we're lions. But back in the day, we were sheep. We did not understand. I'm going to put Zechariah chapter 13. That's not what I meant to do. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 2. We didn't understand that that's what they were doing because we would never do such a thing. We can't even imagine doing such a thing. It never even enters into our minds. And that's why we didn't understand what it meant when it was talking about idol worship. And the other thing is, most of us who read, when I would read these verses, I was thinking, oh, well, this was what they did back in the day. And now I realize that this is, the Lord was using the prophets to tell us what they were doing. And we just didn't get it. And the Lord had a veil over our eyes. Okay, that's part of his plan, was that there would be a veil over our eyes until the right time, until the proper time. It says, let me show you here on freedomforce.live, you'll see the sign of the Son of Man. When that sign happened, immediately the veil was lifted. The veil was lifted and we began to realize what was going on. I'm going to pull up another verse. This is another one where it talks about they will be... Let me see if I can quote it. They will be under their rule until the woman in labor. I think that's something like that. Let me see if I can find that verse. No, that's Genesis. Micah. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Micah 5:3. Here it is. Micah chapter 5, verse 3. And I go into this. That's also in the book, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. Therefore, Israel, or God's people, will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. In other words, what he's saying is, this woman in labor is this sign of the Son of Man right here, and that we were abandoned to them. They were able to run roughshod over us and fool us for all that time. And the reason for that, and I've told you guys this many times, but just putting this all together in a neat bow, especially for the new ones, is we had to be ready collectively to fight. And that's why when the time was right, he lifted the veil and we began to realize what these people have been doing, the lies they've been telling us, the game they've been running on us, what they've been doing to children. We all began just, you know, awakening to all this, and we jumped in here to fight. And so until this sign, we were kept in ignorance. And this is what he also told Daniel. He says, you know, don't leave these things hidden until the end. And that's why I know, this is why I talk about all the time, this is the end times for them. This is the end. We finally are here. Praise the Lord. We're finally here where it's the end of their rule over us. We're no longer abandoned to our enemies. As I was reading to you guys the other day, that they will say they have found strength in the Lord their God. Yes, we have found strength in the Lord our God because he's unveiled our eyes. we now see what's going on, and he's given us the strength to fight. Isn't that awesome? I want you just to never, never lose sight of that. You are chosen of the Lord to be in this amazing fight. So this is, this is the books right here on Amazon, and you can get them in paperback, and you can also get them on ebook, and you can actually easily send them to someone if you think that they might be interested in hearing a different take on it. Okay. And, hopefully they're ready to hear. Hopefully they're ready to hear. And also you can listen to the audiobook. Okay. Is there anything else I wanted to do? Yeah. Like I read to you guys the proverb. I read that proverb to you. Okay. I think that's it. I guess that's time. It's time to go. We've already been an hour. So I guess we better pray. Don't forget, check out, over on freedomforce.live, check out the links right here. This is like the methylene blue. Read up on that. Read up on how you can make these green smoothies. You can put so many good things in your smoothie, just stuff that you can get over the counter to help your body to be strong, to fight off all the things that they have done to us, and to get yourself well, how you can lift depression. If you know people who are depressed, it's real. This stuff is real. They have done a number to our nerves, and it's really caused a lot of trouble, and also limiting the nutrients that our bodies need. A lot, these things can be managed naturally. Okay, so check into all these things. It's really amazing. The CBD is a huge thing. I do this every day. If you're not familiar with the CBD, I do this every day, as well as the detoxing. I do this all the time to make sure that my body is at tip-top condition so I can stay in this battle and fight. One day, Lord, bring RFK in here quickly. We won't be chemtrailed anymore. One day, we won't be having to have all these toxins and these dyes and all these things. But until then, we've got to make sure to take care of our bodies, okay? And we're going to live 1,000 years. If you haven't heard about that, the Bible says that we will live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. How are we going to do that? It's because we're returning to the old ways. We're returning to true health, and we're going to live. Our bodies will get stronger and stronger and stronger, and this is what we're doing already. We're not waiting on RFK. I'm excited for when he comes in and cleans house, and where we'll have true doctors and true people who truly are in it for the people, and not doctors who've been brainwashed into doing what Big Pharma says, or controlled, you know, where they have to do what Big Pharma says. Soon we're going to have, it's just going to be so beautiful. He said within 2 years, you guys, no more chronic disease. It's going to be beautiful. All right, let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you are the King of the world, that you are setting us free, that you had a purpose in keeping us, all this hidden from us, until that right moment. And look at what you've done, Lord. You've brought us all together. You've sent us our wonderful President Trump. You've sent us all these wonderful patriots who are helping to lead the charge, and who are the righteous who are ruling, and they cause us to rejoice. Oh, thank you so much. And it's just going to get better and brighter and brighter and brighter. Lord, just guide us like the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, to know exactly what to do every day, what you would have us to do, to share the truth and to help other people to understand the truth, especially as more of this comes out, whether it's about the Super Bowl or whatever it is. Lord, we know that, we trust that you're going to just guide us through. And we just give you praise and we give you thanks that your word is true. Some people say your word isn't true. It is true. It is true. Nobody could put that sign in the heavens but you. No one could have known 2,000 years ago except you. You put this there for us. You put this there 18 times in the Old Testament, so that it was a beautiful nugget for us to have hope in this day that we were going to be set free. We praise you and we thank you and we love you. We're so glad that you're the King of the world. You say you will rule on this earth, and we will rule and reign with you. The righteous will rule. We praise you and thank you. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I'm so glad we got together. And I'll be on the chat for just a little bit longer. Don't forget to go check out all the great things that Mike Lindell, he's done so much for us. I want to just encourage you to just encourage him too, because they've really been having a tough time, to be honest. So mypillow.com, use the promo code Melly. He's got wonderful towels and sheets and all the good things that I think that you'll enjoy for your family. And you'll get a twofer because you'll help help Mike Lindell also. All right, I guess that's time to go. It's time to go. I guess I'll play this song real quick for us as we're heading out. And then I'll talk to you later.
Set the star spangled banner, yeah, way
brave. Love you guys. See you next time.